osseară la Constanța, ce nu o pot uita. Osseară la Constanța.
Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 43, where we'll be traveling to the south of Romania and visit the cities of Constanța to the east and Craiova to the west. Please see their location on the Romanian map presented in the notes. You just listened to the song O Seară la Constanța, An Evening in Constanța, and the link to the full recording is provided in the episode notes again. Constanța is the oldest continuously inhabited city in Romania, found around 600 before our era. The Greeks and the Romans called Constanța Tomis. Then in the 12th century, it became a small Genoese local port and got the name of Constanța. Later on, the Turks called it Constanţe. The region of Dobrogea, which includes Constanța, was annexed by Romania in 1878 after the War of Independence from the Ottoman Empire in 1877. Constanța was a small town until the construction of the Cernavoda-Constanța Railway, completed in 1860 and expanded later, and the development of the modern port in 1890s, which transformed Constanța, Romania's main Black Sea outlet, into Romania's window to the world. Archaeological evidence indicate the presence of a small Jewish settlement in the 3rd century our era. Ashkenazi Jewish traders who accompanied the Russian army as suppliers during the Russo-Turkish War re-established a Jewish settlement in Constanța in 1828. There is no historical or archaeological record of a continuous Jewish community presence in the area through medieval, Byzantine, and early Ottoman periods. A Jewish cemetery was opened by the Ashkenazi Jews in 1854. In 1911, the Ashkenazi synagogue in Constanța was built in a Moorish style according to the plans of the architect Adolf Linz, who designed the biggest part of Constanța at the end of 19th century. It was done at the initiative of Pincus Shapira, supplier to the Royal House of Romania and an important merchant of watches and jewelry in Constanța. In the 1830s, Sephardic Jews from Anatolia settled in the same area and set up a community of their own, creating their first cemetery in 1895 on an obtained plot of land, and on a leased land they built a synagogue in 1867, a monumental building of Gothic influence which was demolished in 1980s without any protest or regret. Constanța's Jews enjoyed a legal standing available to almost no other Jews in Romania before 1919, a fact of enormous historical importance. In 1878, after the Independence War, after northern Dobrogea passed to Romania from Turkey, Romanian nationality was automatically granted to the Jews in the region, including Constanța. As former Turkish subjects, they found themselves in a more favorable situation than the other Jews of Romania, the overwhelming majority of whom were deprived of rights. While Jews across Moldavia and Wallachia were stateless subjects and denied citizenship for decades, Constanța Jewish community, by virtue of their Ottoman citizenship, were already Romanian nationals. This unique status shaped the character of the community as a more integrated, more civic-minded, and more commercially embedded in the city's institutional life than their counterparts elsewhere. Jewish merchants in Constanța specialized in freight forwarding, a complex logistical role involving customs, insurance, warehousing, and shipbooking. As the port modernized in 1890s, some Jewish firms became agents for major European shipping lines like Lloyd and Messageries Maritime. The custom brokerage sector was also largely in Jewish hands. There was significant commercial rivalry between the Danube ports of Brăila and Galați and Constanța. The Danube routes was cheaper for bulk grain by slow and dependent on water levels, while Constanța offered faster and more reliable sea access and became increasingly dominant after the modern port was built. Jewish merchant families sometimes had offices in both locations, hedging between the two routes. Family networks were key. Brothers or cousins in different ports allow real-time information sharing about prices, ship availability, and credit conditions. The telegraph, arriving in Romania in the 1850s-60s, transformed this network, and Jewish merchants were among the earliest and heaviest users. This vibrant commercial world was devastated in stages. First during the First World War, which disrupted trade routes and destroyed capital, and then in the interwar period, when rising Romanian nationalism and anti-Semitic legislation squeezed Jewish merchants out of many sectors. The Jews of Constanța were never very numerous or influential, because Romania's most important port, Constanța, had even before 1877 important communities of Greeks and Armenians who set the guidelines in Pontic trade, crafts, and finance. In 1850, Ion Ionescu de la Brat counted 119 Jewish families throughout the province with improvised prayer houses. Four decades later, in 1890, the city of Constanța had around 600 Jewish inhabitants. The 1939 census recorded an increase in the community to more than 2,000 souls. In 1939, the Ashkenazi community had two schools, one for boys and one for girls, while the Sephardi community had one. Modern Jewish education developed under the influence of the Alliance Israelite Universelle. The Jewish Community Association funded a children's camp and hospital in the neighboring spa town of Tekirgiol, helping Jewish children and needy Jewish patients from throughout Romania. There were several Zionist organizations of various orientations in Constanța, as well as a committee supporting emigration to Palestine. In the autumn of 1940, a German military mission was established in the port and the Jews' access to it was forbidden. On December 13, 1940, legionary groups took over Jewish shops. When Romania joined German side on June 22, 1941, attacking the Soviet Union, all Jews were arrested and confined to the camp of Kobadin. 5 weeks later, they were transferred to three other smaller camps, Osmancha, Ciobănița, and Meren. Both men and women were sent to hard labor detachments, to stone quarries, and to repair roads in Dobroja and Basarabia. In November 1941, the Jews returned to Constanța, but to a special district. In 1942, there were 1,500 Jews in Constanța. After the communist takeover, the number of Jews in Constanța decreased gradually as a result of emigration to Israel. In 1956, there were only 586 Jews. In 1969, there were only approximately 300. And at the end of 2003, there were only 104 Jewish inhabitants remaining in Constanța, with one synagogue still functional. No aspect of Constanța Jewish history is more historically momentous than its role as the principal departure port for Jewish emigration to Palestine and Israel. The port was a point of departure for ships carrying Jewish emigrants to Palestine before, during, and after the Holocaust until 1951. From Constanța's docks, across the Black Sea and through Bosphorus, tens of thousands of Romanian Jews set sail for the land of Israel in legal immigration during the early Zionist era, in desperate Aliyah Bet illegal immigration during the Holocaust years, and in mass emigration early in the communist period. The Tiger Hill, a ship built in 1887, sailed from Constanța on August 3, 1939, with about 750 immigrants on board. On September 1st, the first day of the Second World War, the Tiger Hill was intercepted and fired on by Royal Navy gunboats off Tel Aviv and was beached. Its passengers scrambling ashore under fire to become part of Israel's founding generation. Among the most tragic voyages was that of the ship Mercure. A list of 300 persons who were on board the motor schooner Mercure, which left the port of Constanza sailing under the Turkish and Red Cross flags, carried Jewish refugees to Palestine on August 5, 1944. The ship was torpedoed in the Black Sea by a Soviet submarine. The Mercure tragedy joined that of the Struma, which had also departed from Romanian waters, as a symbol of the desperate and mortal risk faced by Jews seeking refuge from the Holocaust. For more details, please see our episode number 9, Romanian Jewish Emigration. We'll start reviewing Jewish personalities from Constanza, as usual, with the rabbinical leaders. Rabbi Yosef Haim Schechter was a town's rabbi and author of Torah commentary. Rabbi Schechter led the community through the most dangerous years of its modern history, the period of fascist persecution before and during the Second World War, by providing religious continuity and communal leadership when both were under severe threat. Rabbi Shabbatai Dien was appointed chief Sephardic rabbi of Romania between 1921 and 1931. He was a remarkable polymath, rabbi, playwright, Ladino language scholar, and collector of Sephardic folklore and theater. He wrote extensively on the Ladino languages spoken in Romania in the Balkans, and was decorated by the Spanish president Alcalá Zamora for his promotion of Hispanic culture and Judeo-Spanish heritage in the Balkans. He was one of the most important figures of Romanian Sephardic Jewry in the interwar period. Now let's move over to Constanța's artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders. We will start with Solomon Abraham Rozanes, a famous chronicler of Ottoman Jewry, who was among the most distinguished scholars to have lived in Constanța. He was a historian, archivist, and librarian of Sephardic Jewry and a researcher of the history of Jews in the Ottoman Empire. Rozanes was born in Ruse, Bulgaria, in the Ottoman Empire, to an Orthodox Jewish family of Sephardic origin. His father, Abraham, was the head of the city Jewish community and the rabbi, teacher, and educator. Solomon Abraham Rozanes' commercial life brought him to Constanza, where, as with all his other travels, he combined business with scholarship. During his many business trips here, he managed to pursue research in libraries and archives in Constanza and in other various locations. Rozanes contributed to Hebrew, Ladino, Romanian, and Bulgarian publications, writing briefly on the history of the Jews in the Balkans. His major work was Korot ha-Yehudim biTurkaya viArzot ha-Kedem, a history of the Jews in Turkey and in the Orient in 6 volumes between 1930 and 45. Work of great importance because of the wealth of source material it contains. This 6-volume work is considered the standard general history of Jews in the Ottoman Empire. It has been described as a monument to the Turkish Jewish learning because of its emphasis on Ottoman rabbinic sources. Rozanes stands as one of the greatest Jewish historians of the Sephardic world, and his time in Constanza connected the city Dobrogean Jewish community to his remarkable scholarly legacy. Among Constanza Jewish inhabitants that are remarkable was also the archaeologist Carol Bloom, who contributed to the excavation and documentation of the ancient city of Tomis and its surrounding region. Working in a landscape where Jewish history itself lay buried in the soil, the 3rd century Jewish settlement of Tomis being one of the earliest in Southeast Europe, Bloom represented the intersection of Jewish identity and scholarly devotion to uncovering the deep past of the Black Sea coast. Carol Friedman was a distinguished local psychiatrist who served as the leader and prominent voice for the remaining Jewish community in the 21st century. The Aleon family was one of the most prominent families in Constanza. Jean-Gérard Amédée Alléon, a French banker of Jewish descent, was a major figure in the local economy. The family bought over the renowned Greek architect Pelodipas Skoupa from Constantinople to build in 1883 the iconic Casa Alléon, also known as the Stone House, because it was constructed almost entirely from massive cut stone, or the English House. The moniker stems from the property's previous history. A building originally erected by the English-owned Danube and Black Sea Railway Company stood on the exact site, which temporarily housed a British vice consul. Its asymmetrical features include a distinctive Venetian style-like corner balcony, a suspended tower, and a fronton which remains a protected architecture monument today. The Shapira and Cohen family, represented by Itzhak Shapira and Yano Cohen, were the backbone of the interwar civic and commercial life, heavily involved in the region's trade. Pinchas Shapira was a highly respected leader in the city who served as the president of the Ashkenazi Jewish community during the early 20th century, notably guiding the community through the end of the First World War. Pinchas Shapira was the watchmaker and jeweler of the royal court. He was also a member and later headed the community and grain exchange until 1933. He owned important shops located on the northern side of Independence Square, today Ovidius Square. The Bali family were Sephardic merchants involved in import-export through the Black Sea, particularly in wool, hides, and manufactured goods. The Moscu family was active in grain forwarding, taking grain arriving by rail from the interior and arranging its loading onto ocean-going ships. The Behar family was another typical Sephardic merchant family of Constanza, involved in both whole trade, sale, and money exchange. The Schur and Schwarzfeld families were notable with the broader Romanian Jewish intelligentsia. Members of these families contributed significantly to the regional historical and literary landscape. Now let's quickly move to the other corner of Romania's south and visit the city of Craiova. Craiova was the capital of Oltenia, the western part of Wallachia, and one of Romania's most important inland cities. Its commercial character was shaped by its role as a regional market for agricultural Oltenia and by its proximity to the Danube crossing points towards Serbia and the Ottoman Empire. As shown in the archaeological discoveries, a Geto Dacic site existed in Craiova area between 400 and 300 before our era, identified under the name of Pelendava. Here, at the beginning of the 2nd century, the Romans built a Roman castra, which continued the hub of its later expansion. The site is mentioned in Tabula Peutingeriana, a map of the Roman Empire drawn upon the initiative of Roman Emperor Caracalla and completed during Severus Alexander's reign. The year of 225, where this map was finished, is considered to be the date of the first documentary evidence of the older site in the present city area. At the end of the 15th century, Craiova was a trade city on the property of the influent boyards Craiovești. The first documents about Jews in Craiova are dated from the middle of the 17th century. Archbishop Paul de Alep, in his work Călătoriile Patrimoniului Macarie, the trips of Patriarch Macarie, mentioned the presence of some Turkish Jews in Craiova since the beginning of the 17th century. The presence of Jews here will fully contribute to the process of diversification in the local market, strengthening of the social division of labor and the economic development of the city, which was known as a large trade city. Salesmen, owners of small shops, or great merchants, Jews left their definite mark on the social and economic dynamics of the city. They also played a great part in the cultural development of Craiova. In terms of Jewish participation into the economic life of Craiova, it's worth to mention that during the interwar times, Lazar Dunkelblum had a store known as Englezu, the Englishman. In Craiova, there was a Moara lui Mendel, Mendel's mill, where tens of workers were employed. The equipment here had been brought from Switzerland, and the mill was located in a seven-story building. The Mendel brothers, great business people, had a large store which operated until after 1948. Three out of the four mills in Craiova were owned by Jews: Moise Mendel, Markus Weiss, Adolf Weiss. In the vicinity of the mill, there was the Mendelbaum bakery store located in the Gypsy neighborhood near the Jewish one. Craiova Jewish merchants tended to dominate textile and clothing trade. Craiova main commercial streets, particularly around Piazza Centrale, had numerous Jewish-owned textile shops and tailoring businesses. They imported clothes from Vienna and Budapest and sold both wholesale and retail. They also dominated the grain and agriculture produce brokerage. Oltenia was rich in wheat, corn, and sunflower, and the Jewish merchants acted as intermediaries between Oltenian landowners and larger exporters in Broila and Galatz. They provided pre-harvest credit to small landowners, the same Zaravi function seen in the port cities of Broila and Galatz. The Jews dominated the spirit and innkeeping. As elsewhere in Romania, Jewish merchants here were heavily involved in the alcohol trade, operating taverns, distilleries, and wine merchants. Several families had leased on Boyer estates in the Craiova hinterland, running the commercial operations of these estates. The Jewish merchants also had a significant presence in the sector of hardware tools and building materials, importing manufactured goods from Austria and Hungary for the growing city. In Craiova, around 1790, a Jewish institution of social assistance was operational. Several personalities were involved, such as Isaac Benvenisti, Elia Sabetai, and Jakob Benvenisti. Another charitable institution is the one called Ezra Bezarot, which was granting scholarships to Sephardic children and students. In 1790, Sephardic Jews founded a Shevra Kadisha, or as a Romanian landowner, having granted them land for a cemetery. Craiova was a center of Judeo-Spanish culture. Ashkenazi Jews settled in Craiova in the mid of 19th century, though their community was not officially founded until 1913. They owned two synagogues, the first built in 1842 and the other in 1880. In 1865, the Ashkenazi community established a boys' school which functioned until 1948. The Sephardic community maintained a separate school until 1887 when both schools were joined. The Lumina Light School was established in 1865, first as a primary school, and then it became a distinguished high school. In 1877, the commercial Israelite school had 75 Romanians and 8 Jewish students enrolled. The school closed in 1897 due to financial reasons. Between 1899 and 1901, the Sephardic community, led by President Ignat Samitka, opened a canteen for poor children. In 1919, there were 114 students enrolled at the Jewish school. During the 1921-22 school years, there were 113 students under the supervision of Principal Weissman. The school had both Romanian and Jewish teachers. In Craiova, at the beginning of the 20th century, there were three Jewish religious buildings, the Sephardic synagogue and two Ashkenazi synagogues. Two of them are no longer there. A charter in 1792, provided by the Valachian prince Constantine Shutu, referred to a place purchased that year by the Sephardic Israelite community at Horezu Monastery. The Jewish Havra was erected on that piece of land. In another document by Ypsilante, the prince of Valachia, a Jewish man is mentioned by his name Leibu, owner in the Horezu Monastery Street, by the Jewish Havra, which suggests that the area was populated by the Jewish community at the time. The first synagogue of a Sephardic rite was built here. The financial aid for its erection came from Moshe Mendel. In the aftermath of the earthquake of March 4, 1977, the Sephardic temple went through an irreversible deterioration. Later on, the building was abandoned and demolished. Its altar was rescued and installed in the current synagogue. In 1832, the Ashkenazi community purchased a piece of land, also on Horezu Street, to build a religious site. Erected in 1832, the Choral Temple was initially meant for the Ashkenazi Jews, but later the Sephardic Jews were accepted to join. In 1887, the architect Birkenthal reconstructed the building. It was damaged again during the earthquake of March 4, 1977, so the Choral Temple went under repairs in 1982. On the synagogue facade on Horezu Street, there is a built-in plaque to commemorate the 53 Jews who had served during the First World War. Six of them were medical doctors. The Jewish community in Craiova grew over time. In 1786, there were only 40 Jews registered in Craiova. In 1831, the number reached 328. In 1838, there were 114 documented Jews, out of whom 27 foreign subjects. In 1860, the community reached 495. In 1899, there were 2,891 Jews in Craiova. In 1920, there were 2,800 Jews. And in 1930, during the general census of Romanian population from December 1930, a number of 2,176 Jews were registered in Craiova. In 1938, the Craiova Jewish population was 2,274. After the war, the Jewish population was augmented by the influx of refugees from northern Bukovina who chose not to return to their former homes under Soviet rule. At the end of the 50s, a large number of the Craiova Jews left for good and most of them settled in Israel. Their exodus ended in 1964. Even since, their number is gradually decreasing and the age average in the Jewish community is growing. In 2004, there were only 89 Jews left in Craiova. The first one to be mentioned among Craiova's artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders is Felix Aderka, the writer Felix Aderka, born Froim Zeilig Aderka on March 13, 1891 in Craiova. He was to become a Romanian novelist, playwright, poet, journalist, and critic, noted as a representative of the rebellious modernism in the context of Romanian literature. As a member of the Zburătorul Circle and close friend of its founder, Eugen Lovinescu, Aderka promoted the ideas of literary innovation, cosmopolitanism, and art for art's sake, acting against the growth of traditionalist currents. His diverse work of fiction, noted as adaptations of expressionist techniques over conventional narratives, range from psychological and biographical novels to pioneering fantasy and science fiction writings, and he also included a sizable contribution to erotic literature. Aderka's open rejection of tradition, his socialism and pacifism, and his exploration of controversial subjects resulted in several scandals, making him a main target of attacks from the far-right press of the interwar period. As a vocal critic of anti-Semitism, the writer was persecuted by successive fascist regimes before and during the Second World War. Afterwards, he resumed his activities as author and cultural promoter, but having failed at fully adapting his style to the requirements set by the communist regime, he lived his final years in obscurity. Velvel Zbazer, born Benjamin Wolf Ehren Krantz, was a great Galician-born Yiddish bard and Brody singer who spent extensive periods in Romanian cities, including Craiova, and performed his satirical and lyrical songs in the homes of the wealthy Jews and in workers' cafes. His mini melodramas in song were precursors to Yiddish theater. He was described by Isidor Singer in the Jewish Encyclopedia from 1901 as a real folk poet, whose songs were still sung by Jewish masses 2 decades after his death. Philip Lather was born in Craiova and became an internationally celebrated pianist and composer. He helped found the Romanian Composer Society in 1920, but later relocated to Paris, where he established the Triton Modern Music Society. Constantin Marius Șoineanu was also born in Craiova. He was a distinguished philologist, linguist, and folklorist known for his widely used dictionaries. Iancu Zimel was an influential attorney who served as the president of the Craiova Jewish community for over 45 years. The Samitka family was recognized for their significant role in the Romanian publishing and printing, centered primarily in Craiova, but influential within the wider Romanian cultural landscape, including Bucharest, during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. In the first half of the 19th century, Iosif Samitka was a book transporter in Craiova. He went from door to door to sell books. With the money won, penny by penny, in 1847, he bought the printing house of Constantin Leca, painter and 1848 revolutionary. Iosif Samitka and later his sons Ralian and Ignat developed the publishing and the printing house over the decades, built new edifices, brought modern machines from abroad, and gained international acclaim. The modern printing press they established in Craiova operated for nearly 100 years, producing Hebrew books, textbooks, and other literature. They pioneered the technology of lithography in 1878 and the use of the engine in the printing industry in 1893. The family's printing house was highly regarded, receiving 2 silver medals in 1900 for their work. The family was connected to prominent intellectuals of the era, notably being the in-laws of the scholar Lazar Șoineanu, son-in-law of Relian Samitka. When the King Carol I visited Craiova in 1884, he bought some books from them that he donated to the Lyceum Library, the only lyceum existing in the city at the time. The Benvenisti family belonged to the Sephardi community in Craiova. Sandu and David Benvenisti founded the Frații Benvenisti, or the Brothers Benvenisti, printing press in 1876, a major publication hub for Jewish books. A notable descendant, Mishu Benvenisti, was born in Craiova in 1902 and later became a prominent Zionist leader and lawyer who fought for Jewish rights during the Holocaust. He was one of the few Sephardic Jews to reach national prominence in Romanian Jewish political life. He became a leader of the Zionist youth movement in the early 1920s and later general secretary of the Jewish Party. During the Second World War, he engaged in rescue operations for Jewish refugees. He negotiated with the Romanian General Leo Vanu to allow Jewish refugees fleeing the Holocaust in Hungary, Slovakia, and Poland to sail from Constanța harbor, saving hundreds of lives. He eventually emigrated to Israel. The Mandelweiss and Dunkelblum families were prominent families who drove much of the city economic life. 3 of the 4 major grain mills in Craiova were owned by Jewish families, including Moise Mendel, Marco Weiss, and Adolf Weiss. Additionally, Lazar Dunkelblum ran a renowned interwar department store known as Englezu, the English. The Doroșteanu family became synonymous with organized communal life in Craiova. Mauriciu Doroșteanu was the first president of the Sephardi community of Craiova and the leading civil figure of the organized Sephardi Kahila in the late 19th century and early 20th century. He is buried in the Craiova Jewish Cemetery. The Ashkenazi family was one of the prominent Jewish families in Craiova that produced many intellectuals during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, including doctors, lawyers, and prominent figures in the banking industry. The Ashkenazi house takes its name from the Ashkenazi family. The son of Leon Ashkenazi, a great personality in the community, became a senior MD in the Israeli Marine Forces. The Zwillinger family was another prominent Jewish household based in Craiova, known for leaving behind a recognized architectural footprint. This concludes this episode on Constanța and Craiova. In the next episode, we'll be visiting the city of Bucharest. Until next time, be well.